WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
But we begin this morning with First Weather meteorologist Dan Zero. It does feel like fall.
Yeah, a little bit, and especially as we get into this afternoon with high temperatures not getting out of the lower to maybe mid-70s, it's going to be on the cool side. You might get spit on this morning as well with some drizzle and fog around New Jersey to start. It'll be a mostly to partly cloudy day. Partly cloudy tonight and comfortably cool. Lows fall to around the 60-degree mark, and then tomorrow we'll recover to about 75 to 80 degrees thanks to a stiff southerly breeze. It'll still be mostly cloudy, and there will be a chance for a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night as a cold front arrives. Now, that front is going to stall, get stuck either over us or just south of New Jersey this weekend. So I've got a few showers on Saturday and a chance for steadier rain in the forecast for Sunday. Brand new temperature cities debuting this morning. Belvedere is 61, Cinnaminson 70, and Clark 65.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Staffers for key lawmakers and Governor Murphy are expected to meet today to discuss the proposed legislation to legalize marijuana for recreational use in New Jersey for adults. Among the topics needing consensus is how much they are going to tax it.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says he doesn't know what the tax rate on adult-use recreational marijuana should be, but that it needs to be reasonable so people buy it legally and regulated.
See, my concern is we tax it too high, you're going to drive people back to the black market. And it's like sports betting. If you tax it too high, people aren't going to do it. They're just going to stay with the same behavior that they had before.
Sweeney says the sales tax on medical marijuana will be eliminated eventually.
We want to get to a point where we eliminate the tax on medical, because we don't tax any medical prescriptions. So we want to get that done. We want to phase that out over a period of years.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Sweeney in studio last night taking your phone calls and also talking about issuing some kind of driver's license for illegals. He supports it in the Senate. And due to the large illegal population in New Jersey, he believes it's inevitable. The biggest benefit, he says, is making sure illegals who are driving anyway will now get auto insurance. You can get a full replay of last night's program at NJ1015.com on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Step outside. Temperatures are mostly in the 60s. Maybe some drizzle around there this morning and some fog as well. Otherwise, a mostly to partly cloudy day on tap. It'll be cooler with highs 70 to 75. Comfortably cool tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm. And then rain could move in for the weekend. Dan will have a better picture on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. You hear about FanDuel not paying out on a couple of big bets in New Jersey? We have an update to that story for you in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Thursday morning, we have temperatures in the 60s as you step outside. Maybe some fog around for your early morning commute, and there is the possibility you could see a shower or sprinkle around today as well. Otherwise, we'll see clouds and sun up ahead with high temperatures only in the 70s. New Jersey's legal sports betting was received with much fanfare, but it didn't take long before there were problems. Have you heard about FanDuel refusing to pay out on some big wins, blaming a glitch in their system? Patrick Lavery joins us live with an update this morning. Patrick?
Eric, the glitch the State Division of Gaming Enforcement is now investigating apparently happened Sunday at Meadowlands Racetrack near the conclusion of the Broncos-Raiders game. With under 2 minutes to go, the Broncos, who were trailing, completed a 26-yard pass. And at that moment, FanDuel says it erroneously posted Denver's odds of pulling out the win at 750-1. They say it should have been 1-6, or bet $600 to win just $100 back. Several people took up the 750-1 odds. Now Anthony Prince of Newark says he's out $82,000. Two friends who bet together say they're owed $56,000. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Add Lambertville to the list of New Jersey towns banning single-use plastic. Won't take effect until 2020, but plastic bags, styrofoam containers, plastic straws will be a no-no. Business owners aren't happy, saying it increases their costs. Almost two dozen towns in New Jersey have similar bans in place or pending, and the state is considering its own plastic restrictions. Do you consider yourself part of the middle class? A new report finds many Garden State families are part of it, even if it doesn't feel like it.
The Pew Research Center report finds the average family of four in the Garden State is considered middle class if their income is between $60,000 and $177,000 a year. Rutgers economist James Hughes says not too long ago,
middle class meant that you could live a good life and only have one spouse working. Today, to be middle class or reach the middle class, it really takes two working spouses.
He adds some North Jersey families making $190,000 a year are still considered middle class because housing costs are so high. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A veteran Trenton police officer has been charged with raping a 14-year-old girl in his care. 36-year-old William Sanchez Mondler was arrested at his Burlington Township home this week. He's the legal guardian of the girl, but further details of their relationship is not clear. He's charged with multiple counts of sexual assault and endangerment. A dentist with an office in Mantua is in trouble after a woman who works there found a hidden camera in the woman's bathroom. 69-year-old Robert Hofstetter charged with invasion of privacy after the woman and other employees went to police to report what they found. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:10. Starting the school year in August. It's not out of the question in many parts of New Jersey. Summit Public Schools are considering the move for next year.
The district's proposal calls for a 2019 start date of August 28th. Hundreds of people have signed an online petition asking that the academic year begin after Labor Day. Frank Belluccio with the New Jersey School Boards Association says starting before the holiday is not unprecedented. Districts take many things into consideration when planning the calendar.
Another factor that has to be considered is climate. Many of our school buildings do not have air conditioning.
The North Hunterdon-Voorhees Regional High School District welcomed all students on August 23rd this year. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Monmouth County Condo Association is going to pay one of its residents more than $12,000 to settle a discrimination claim. Suffering severe allergies, the woman wanted to tear up her carpet at the Twin Lights Terrace in Highlands and install hardwood at her own expense. The Condo Association said no, it ran afoul of their rules. She filed a complaint with the state. The case has been settled. State Attorney General Gurbir Graywall says condo associations cannot simply dig in their heels and not bend the rules when residents have medically legitimate needs. The U.S. Navy is investigating the death of an airman from West Windsor aboard an aircraft carrier.
21-year-old airman apprentice Joseph Min Naglock was fatally struck by the propeller of an E-26 Hawkeye radar plane while trying to secure it on the carrier's flight deck. Naglock joined the crew of the USS George H.W. Bush about a year ago following 4 months of training in Florida. He graduated from West Windsor Plainsboro High School North in 2015 and spent a year studying counterterrorism at Monmouth University. Others aboard the carrier in the Atlantic Ocean are calling Monday's events heartbreaking, but the ship is not changing course. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
As more New Jersey chain restaurants close some of their locations, Applebee's is apparently doing pretty well in our state. The chain is going to be hiring workers at 17 New Jersey locations. Open interviews begin October 8th. 250 servers, bartenders, kitchen staff, and more are needed across New Jersey. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:12. Going to feel like fall later today. Dan will also have a peek into our weekend, and we'll recap our top stories next.
Dominski and Doyle.
The Big Bang Theory was showcasing how dumb people thought smart people act.
It's not as stupid as like Seth Rogen.
That's Doyle's imitation of Seth Rogen's
in every
lab.
Movie he's in.
Weekday afternoons 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ101.5.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, some question marks about the weekend, huh?
Yeah, big question marks as a cold front is going to complicate things. The big question is whether it stalls on top of New Jersey or whether it makes it all the way through. If this stalled front question sounds familiar, it's because we dealt with this about 17,000 times over the summer. This morning, we're dealing with some drizzle and fog. You might have to use that intermittent setting on your windshield wipers for a little bit. It'll be a mostly to partly cloudy day and a bit cooler with highs 70 to 75 degrees. That's a little bit below normal for this time of year, kind of feeling like early fall, which isn't saying much because fall officially begins on Saturday. Partly cloudy tonight and comfortably cool. Lows fall to around the 60-degree mark. And then tomorrow will warm back up 75 to 80 degrees thanks to a stiff southerly breeze. I'm going to keep skies mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance for a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. That's the cold front arriving, and again, it's going to stall, get stuck either on top of us or just south of us. So this weekend, weekend does look a bit unsettled. I think a few showers are a good bet on Saturday, although a mostly dry, mostly cloudy day. 75 to 80 degrees on Saturday. There's a chance of steadier rain as we get into Sunday. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, New Jersey will press ahead on legal weed. As lawmakers in the governor's office meet today, the biggest unresolved question is, how much are they going to tax it? Are you part of the middle class? A new study shows if you make just $55,000 a year, that's where it begins in the Garden State. In sports, the Yanks blasted the Red Sox again, denying Boston a second straight chance to clinch the AL East. The Phillies shut out the Mets. Their playoff hopes are barely alive. The Jets will head to Cleveland for Thursday night football tonight. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Thursday morning. Temperatures mostly in the 60s as you head out the front door. Some drizzle and fog around this morning, then mostly to partly cloudy. Should be dry through this afternoon. Although cooler today, highs only 70 to 75 degrees. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nurse, and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23, it is on a Thursday morning with a weekend in sight. Temperatures this morning are in the 60s. We'll go into the 70s today. You might see a little bit of a shower out there this morning and some fog on your early morning commute. But other than that, we'll have clouds and sun ahead today, kind of fall-like day. And then we have some questions as we push into the weekend about whether we're going to see some rain. And Dan will sort all that out for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. President Trump stopping in both North and South Carolina Wednesday, reassuring residents struggling with Hurricane Florence's aftermath that the federal government will be there to support them.
I know you have a rough few days, and then it'll last a long time. Could last a long time. But you're going to have a rebuilding process, and we are behind you from day one.
Speaking at a county emergency operations center in South Carolina, the president also praised first responders for doing emergency stuff at the highest level. Republicans are warning time is running out for Brett Kavanaugh's accuser to tell Congress about her claim he sexually assaulted her when both were teenagers. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says his panel still plans a Monday morning hearing that Christine Blasey Ford and President Trump's Supreme Court nominee have both been invited to attend. State Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin has unveiled a revamped harassment policy for state legislators and legislative employees. It is the first policy rewrite since 2009. The biggest changes include the requirement for training at least every 2 years for lawmakers and their employees. The policy also spells out what kinds of conduct are specifically prohibited and speeds up investigation times. Considered the strongest tool in reducing the risk of identity theft, placing a security freeze on your credit file comes with fewer caveats beginning tomorrow.
Friday marks the start of a new federal law that requires all states allow for free freezes and unfreezes of one's credit report.
The process of getting a new credit card, leasing a car, buying a car, none of those things can happen without the lenders checking your credit first.
Paul Oster with Better Qualified in Eatontown says New Jersey already grants free security freezes, but a charge of up to $5 is possible each time you want to temporarily unfreeze an account. With the new law, that charge must be scrapped nationwide. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Three computer hackers, including a man from New Jersey whose botnet paralyzed chunks of the internet in 2016, have received very light sentences after helping the FBI with cybercrime and cybersecurity. Federal officials say the trio cooperated extensively with the FBI and will continue to do so while serving 5 years probation. They will get no jail time, but they will have to repay about $127,000 in restitution and give up significant amounts of cryptocurrency. Temperatures this morning starting out in the 60s for the most part, mid to upper 60s. Shower sprinkled is possible, as is some fog as you drive around for your early morning commute. It'll be a very pleasant day today. Some clouds and sun. Temperatures will be in the 70s. And then really starting at some point tomorrow and through a good portion of the weekend, there are some questions about rain. Dan will have full details of the forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, among our top stories, pushing ahead with legalized weed in New Jersey, but how much will New Jersey tax it? We'll update business news next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28 as we update business news. Asian shares have been mixed today, trading in a narrow range after news of a fresh round of tariffs by the U.S. on Chinese goods drew a muted reaction on Wall Street. Wednesday in New York, U.S. indexes were offset. Gains by banks and other financial companies balanced out losses elsewhere in the market. The S&P was up slightly. The Dow is at 26,405. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news director, Annette Petrotoni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.